This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The tech giants are now siding with China when it comes to censoring information and channels and voices that don't conform to the official narrative about the coronavirus pandemic. This is what's crucial to understand. Facebook has already announced it's going to censor so-called rumors about the coronavirus. Well, what's a rumor? A rumor is anything that contradicts the official lies. So when China says that I think currently is 12,000 people infected, if you say no, it's actually 76,000, according to this study published in The Lancet, then that's a rumor, according to Facebook and Google and Twitter and so on. Oh, by the way, Twitter just banned Zero Hedge. And they banned Zero Hedge for reporting on the possibility that the coronavirus was engineered as a biological weapon because a researcher in India has found gene sequences of HIV in the coronavirus. It's been engineered. These genes have been spliced in to make coronavirus a lot more infectious, you know, a lot more dangerous and deadly to spread through the air, but then to multiply in the body in ways that actually sort of mimic HIV. So that was the report from Zero Hedge. Twitter banned them. They said, oh, you're violating our terms of service, our community guidelines. You're just banned. And of course, they can say that, they can make that up about anything. They can say, well, you don't believe in climate change, you're banned, or you think there are only two genders, you're banned. And they do that all the time. The tech giants are evil. They're criminal operations. As I've said before, President Trump should have ordered the military to go lock down the tech giants, seize their domain names, arrest their CEOs, and charge them with attempted criminal conspiracies to overthrow the United States of America. They're all part of this criminal coup to silence people who are defending Trump as well. But so far, no action has been taken. So now we get to this pandemic. And in the pandemic now, we have, of course, a life and death situation here. We have a communist Chinese government that's lying to the world that covered up the fact that this was known to be human-to-human transmission back in December of last year, and the tech giants are siding with China. So the tech giants are going to say, if you don't repeat the false narrative of the Chinese government, then we're going to ban you. That's what you know, Twitter and Facebook and Google and YouTube, that's what they're all doing now. So they're going to just ban all the videos as well as the tweets and the web pages and everything. Now, as an alternative to all of this, of course, we run Brighteon.com, the free speech video platform. So you can post videos there and you can watch videos there that tell the truth about this coronavirus pandemic, as well as other topics such as, you know, transgenderism or the criminality of Joe Biden and Adam Schiff and so on. So check those out at Brighteon.com. But we're also launching a new search engine at webseed.com. Webseed will be the new natural health search engine that spiders all the top natural health websites and brings you knowledge and information that can help save your life. Whereas Google is now censoring all of that information. Google doesn't want you to learn about nutrition or prevention or how to use natural, safe, affordable medicine. Google wants you to be a customer of Big Pharma. So they've banned everything that's not pro-pharma, which means they've also banned everything that's opposed to the vaccine agenda of Big Pharma. And that brings us right back to this pandemic, because one of the big goals of the pharmaceutical industry will be to promote vaccines, even mandatory vaccines, to earn billions of dollars off this pandemic. That's what they want to do. And they won't hesitate to bribe members of Congress or people at the CDC or the FDA or wherever, whatever it takes, to get mandatory injections required as the virus outbreak continues to multiply. That's where this is headed. They're going to force you to buy a vaccine and take a vaccine, just like they forced you to buy into Obamacare. And that traitor on the Supreme Court, Justice Roberts, also, he made the decision to legalize the forced purchase of healthcare that people did not want and in many cases did not need and certainly didn't want to be forced to buy into. So here we go. The tech companies, the left-wing media, they're all complicit in this. The tech companies don't want you to be safe. They don't want you to be informed. They don't want you to have access to natural cures or information about natural cures. They don't want you to be able to protect yourself from the pandemic in any way other than a vaccine. And in doing this, the tech giants are complicit in the deaths that are going to occur from this pandemic. And if this outbreak goes global, you can expect at least 100 million deaths globally. It could be a lot more. 100 million people could die from this globally because the tech giants want to keep you uninformed and disconnected from the truth about how bad this is, how fast it's spreading, and what you can do to protect yourself from it. The tech giants are part of this anti-human agenda. They believe that there are too many human beings in the world. They believe in depopulation. In fact, it's the tech leaders who are all into this depopulation agenda. They want to eliminate as many humans as possible. In fact, from their point of view, if this kills 5 or 10% of the human race, from their point of view, that's not even enough. They want to kill 90%. They just haven't figured out a way to do that yet. That's their real goal. But in order to do that, they have to first censor everybody that's a real investigator, a real journalist, a real scientist that's telling the truth. China is putting doctors in prison now. Did you know that? Doctors who are talking about the real state of the pandemic there, talking about 90,000 people infected, bodies being bulldozed into ditches, like secretly ferreted out of the hospitals into mass graves. Yeah, that's what's going on in China. And anybody who talks about it is thrown in prison. And that's what authorities want to do in the United States as well, by the way. So don't be surprised at the escalation of the tyranny and the police state tactics that they use to silence free speech and to silence independent journalism and to try to paint everybody as spreading rumors or posting fake news when we talk about the dangers of vaccines or the engineering of bioweapons against humanity or the depopulation agenda of the globalists. But you know what? All the deniers out there, the leftists, the conformists, the obedient people who think that CNN tells them the truth and that PolitiFact actually prints facts, it's these people who are going to be the ones most vulnerable to being killed by this coronavirus outbreak because they believe the lies. So they will do nothing to prepare. They don't believe in nutrition. They won't boost their immune systems. They'll take the vaccine shot even if the vaccine contains live virus, and they will die in very large numbers. They will die from their beliefs. They will die because they believed in a system that wants to kill them. So if you line up to take the vaccine shot, if you watch CNN and believe it, if you use Google because you think that's a good source to find indexed human knowledge, and if you're not into preparedness because you think that's stupid, that's something that a bunch of country hicks do, then you are probably going to be killed, or at least you have a higher chance of being killed by the coronavirus than someone who is informed and prepared. So, you know, consequences, folks, cause and effect. But stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Listen to my podcasts at brighteon.com. I'll give you the honest, straight up information here without any self-censorship. I've been banned everywhere. There's no more reason to even try to get back to Twitter or anything like that. That's why I'm totally uncensored. Just give you the straight truth every day, every time. It's all at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Share this podcast. Get ready because it looks like it's going to go global. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also, glyphosate, an herbicide, and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.